Yes.
That's true.
What's going on, people? Welcome back. OG3 back in the building. We took a few weeks off, you know, had the bye week, and we're back. As always, I'm Chris LeBron, CEO, Prezi of the Off the Ball Network. As always, joined by Mo, Up in Flames Murphy, Solo Cub Mo, and our guy Jeff, the OG. What's going on, fellas?
Solo Mo.
I'm back, baby.
Solo Mo is retired.
Just came off. I told you before the show, watched the most college basketball I've watched in a decade in a row. And that's someone that used to watch a ton of college basketball. This is the most I watched. I enjoyed it. I've had a great 2 or 3 weeks, you know, of watching the men's and the women's game. The NBA is heating up, coming down to it. It's fantastic. Basketball is at a fever pitch right now, and I love it. I love it. Everybody's talking about it. Here's the best thing that happened to me. I'm walking down the hallway at work. Somebody stops me, and this was the night after the LSU Iowa game. Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and the whole deal. Walking down the hallway the next morning, somebody out of nowhere goes, "Man, did you watch that game last night?" And I was like, "I've never been happier than I am right now that you asked me that question. That you want to talk basketball about LSU Iowa women's basketball the morning after it happened because it was that big of a deal." And everything is just it's just great, man. It's all about this. It ain't about the men, ain't about the women. It's just about this is what happens when you just sit and watch the game and enjoy it instead of just, you know, clicking and watching Facebook or, you know, whatever you do and, you know, being condescending, all that. Yeah, it's funny what happens when people just sit and watch basketball, how much they enjoy it. It's a great game. It might be the greatest game on earth. I don't know. But when people just showed up and watch a game, it's amazing. They take sides. Take a side. Watch a game for 5 minutes. Take a side. Man, just imagine how much fun you just had sitting there watching the game, talking to your friends. Don't matter who's playing. Don't matter what gender's playing. Just watch the game.
Just watch it.
We're talking about practice. We're talking about game.
And that was my biggest thing is everybody's comparing, like, oh, the women's game's better because of the players and the men's because they don't. I was like, just – sit down, shut up, just watch basketball. And it showed because obviously the women's game, they did incredible numbers and all that. And yeah. But college basketball is unfortunately it's over and it sucks. I'm sad.
It doesn't suck at all.
For me, it sucks.
I'm sad that the tournament's over. And that's the first time I've been sad that the tournament's over in years. Yeah. And that's not the tournament's fault. I won't be clear. It's on me. I just enjoyed it. The big men are back. Great storylines. I mean, people were never going to hear, never remember, never hear from again. Stepped up. DJ Burns Jr. had the 2 months. You know what I mean? Like that'll live in history. Probably maybe never step foot on NBA court. Don't matter. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like Caitlin Clark. I don't think she's going to be one of the best NBA or WNBA players. Don't matter. She's a legend. People watch. People care. Angel Reese leaving early. We're talking about women's college basketball players leaving early and people having discussions about whether it's the right thing to do or not. We ain't ever been at this point before. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Not to mention South Carolina, Dawn Staley, might be the best basketball coach in the country. She might be the best basketball coach in the country all around. Like shit like that. Like Kentucky ain't got a coach like Dawn Staley right now. That's what I know.
They don't have a coach, period. So
I'm saying
that was other news.
Basketball doesn't have a coach. South Carolina's got Dawn Staley. That's where we're at in basketball world. It's awesome.
Coach Cal left for Fayetteville, Arkansas, and took the Razorbacks job and all that. So that was other big news. UConn, back-to-back national championships. They dominated these last 2 years, double-digit wins in every single game in the tournament. That's
the most dominant tournament since UNLV.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even know. Like, they crushed everybody in their path.
They destroyed everybody, UConn, these last 2 years.
Shout out to Purdue. Played good. I just want to say Purdue played really good. ED played better than I ever could have imagined. I don't know if you want to talk about what he's going to do in the future. Chris, that's your kind of thing. Yeah. It don't matter. Dude showed up, knew what he was going to do. He's like, I'm going to be tall. and I'm going to get down here, and I'm going to make these buckets, and you're not going to do anything about it. And he did it and almost got it there.
You know what's the most impressive thing about Zach Edey is that his conditioning went up big time. Because when you're that big and all that, we know that you're going to be able to block shots and be able to, you know, pretty much dominate on the post without even trying. But his conditioning was the one thing that even me and Kev talked about it. That was a huge thing the last few years why they kind of – because he just wasn't there, you know, with his, you know, his conditioning. He worked on that a lot this year. And I think –
He did a great job.
And I think that's why, you know, along with his skill and all that, that he will be a top 20, 25 pick in the draft.
Oh, he made himself some money. He was a baller in that semifinal game. For everything you said, Chris, I was like, this dude's not tiring out and played really good in the championship game, but he was up against it.
Yeah. That UConn team, definitely one of the more impressive teams we've seen in college basketball. Like, you know, obviously first team to win back-to-back national championships since the Florida teams with under Billy Donovan and all that. So an impressive run. Good basketball overall. College for the men and the women. I think they had a good week, good month of March and April. And for me, like I said, it's sad that it's over. But now, you know, we're in crunch time in sports, period, because we have the NBA season, you know, playoffs ramping up and all that. We have baseball season underway. You know, spring football's approaching and all that. You know, I know you guys are hyped. You know, I heard there's going to be a big turnout for the Ohio State spring game and all that. You know, the NFL draft is around the corner. So we got a lot to discuss and all that. But let's get right into
Hold on, Chris. I'm sorry. Since speaking of UConn, we all three can sit here and agree they're not a blue blood, right?
Well, okay, so I don't know when we're allowed to say they are.
No, I say no, because really, what is a, like, to me, nobody outside of Connecticut really cared that they just won a national championship. And when I say that, I mean, like,
okay. Oh yeah. 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 Okay,
if this was UCLA, like the blue blood programs that have been great since the beginning of time, the rappers come out and celebrate it. They got their jerseys. They shouting out the players they are befriending. Like, that's like blue blood, especially in college sports and football and basketball. It's like the names that hold weight around the country in every retail market. You're going to see their gear no matter what state you're in, because they've been that way since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
You can't enter a blue blood conversation, but you can remove yourself from being still considered a blue blood.
Like, Indiana is no longer a blue blood.
Or like Nebraska in football. Like, Nebraska would be considered a blue blood, and their brand is still massive. But if you were to remove somebody, you'd remove Nebraska, because it's like, okay, you've been a brand since the beginning of time, but like, you got to do like something this. In the past 40 years. Like, Jesus, like something, win something of significance. So you can't really enter. I don't care if you win 10 championships in a row the next decade. You can't enter blue blood conversation, but you could be removed, because I feel like it's really the national brand relevance since like the beginning of time, basically. And these have been the programs in both sports that have really kind of essentially carried the sport. When you think about it, the blue bloods essentially carried the sport. The Dukes, the North Carolinas, the Kentuckys, the UCLAs, everybody talks about basketball is better when Duke is great, when North Carolina is great, and they're competing for the ACC every year. And then you got Kentucky, and even like Syracuse. Like, now I think Syracuse could be a team that you could say removes themselves, even if you consider them. But like, when you go down that route, like those names, it's the sport is better. That's the biggest brands.
So that's true, because you're young enough, Mo. Like, if you don't consider them that, then I would say that. I mean, I get now that you put it this way, and it doesn't pass the test. Like, let's say you go on vacation. You don't see five people wearing UConn gear. I totally see what you're saying, as you would Kentucky, as you would
it depends
Alabama football.
Country you go to, because out east where I'm at, there's people that
rock. I've heard that.
Right, but you're Connecticut like an hour away. Like, y'all like an hour away from
that's the what I'm saying. Like, East Coast, like in the tri-state, because UConn
is very central.
That's
a very centralized place to win a championship, and only up Northeast cares. Like in a realist, yeah. If Kentucky wins, they're in the South. I promise you that championship is bigger than a championship for the South. If UCLA win it, North Carolina win it, like, you know, if North Carolina win it, that's bigger than just.
I think UCLA might be on the way out.
They could be on the cusp, but they also have like. Then they just was in a Final Four not too long ago. Like, as soon as we wanted to remove them, they had like two seasons of good enough.
But they haven't won a championship in a long
time. Yeah, but I mean,
and they only had one, and so they stopped winning in the 70s. Then they had 95. So I think it's fair that UCLA is barely hanging on.
But you won't like when you get
like USC
for the blue blood conversation.
You're like Nebraska for football, I would say.
Oh, yeah, you can't be replaced. Like, you cannot be. You can't replace a blue blood. The list just gets smaller and smaller.
That's a great point, Mo. Long-term
success. Not see this. Is more teams into this.
This is why Mo's the best of us, because he's right. Because I don't think. So let's try to think of the youngest blue blood. If you see what I'm saying, like, who is the team that has that we consider that. And has been in it for the least amount of time, because like when you start thinking of these teams, basketball? They go way back. Any sport. What's the youngest? Because
USC, maybe like USC for football.
I think USC. Because
USC football. That's decades. Like, they've been relevant for a long.
Yeah, time. But that's I think Mo's right.
So
UConn basketball ain't it.
if USC is considered like a blue blood, I would say they're the youngest of it, because you got to think about how long it took for USC, like all these the Bamas, the Texas, that's Southern, that's football, that's back in the 1920s. Those were still
relevant in the 70s and all that, like with
right, that's and all that. They're probably the youngest, though. We're talking about like
If you're referring that back,
they're probably the one of the newer ones, and they've been established since the 70s. Like, we haven't entered, if you're the newest one and you're talking about established since the late 60s, 70s, we haven't entered any in the conversation. Like, You got to be established for years, like, and it's not a start. You can't start now and have a great 30-year run.
So is college basketball, is Louisville out?
I would say Louisville's out. I mean, especially if we talk about Louisville's a blue blood, like,
but they
won the national championship in 2013. So
I mean,
that's fairly recent.
They're still in. I think they're still in, because here's what the difference is too. And we just saw this. I'll just say with a football team last year, if you can bring it back real quick, then you jump back in. So I'll say Louisville is right on the edge. But like, if they would be really good this year, we'd be right back to like, oh, it's Louisville. Like,
yeah,
name brand and all that.
I just don't.
You see the same way back.
Louisville with
but
the.
Right. But I'd say they're still on the watch list.
I don't think anybody
the right coach can get back to being a pretty.
Let's do this real quick, because this is the funnest conversation we've had in a long time. Not even a long time, probably a week, because we have great conversations. But so, like, if we're talking about Louisville, UCLA is on the watch list for college basketball. Who are some other teams like college football? Who's on the watch list of like
Texas? Texas,
blue bloods, like a blue blood.
Texas, a blue blood school. Texas is on the watch list. Michigan was, but they capitalized and won a championship this year, so Georgia? They protected theirs. Notre Dame,
Georgia,
no. Georgia just won. Like, they just won, and like they went back to back. They won. Like, nah, they're good. They just finished. I mean,
yeah, Georgia. You can't. There's certain teams that can't be.
Georgia's a blue blood. I don't think Georgia's a blue blood, though.
Yeah.
No,
you know what? No, you know, not really. Not really.
If I say blue bloods for football, now I could be missing, but I think it's Ohio State, Texas, USC, Alabama, Nebraska, Michigan.
But you know what? Here's the thing about Michigan was an afterthought until the last couple years.
But Michigan was an original blue blood, though. Like, originally, when these programs got they were an original blue blood, and they're that.
Brand, no Notre Dame is that. Notre Dame is still. They ain't won shit.
And I think they're on the watch list too.
But what's the criteria then? What's the criteria for blue?
It's more just about recognition.
Is it strictly brand recognition?
Yes,
it's brand recognition. It's winning. But when you talk about winning, The Blue Bloods established themselves way back. That's where Blue Blood was established, because it's always been an iconic program.
Blue Blood's not necessarily always a compliment.
A Blue Blood is like, it's really the pioneer, them established brand, like the founding fathers of college basketball, the founding of college football, the first big brands you cared about that was winning way back in the day, that established themselves
as the Florida schools.
And got
No.
Because none of them are, you talk about 90s. Like, really, the Florida schools is 90s and early 2000s. If we would, I'm sure you go back. Yeah, I know, like, the Gators had some way back in the 50s. But, like, realistically, from Florida schools, it's the 90s. The Florida State, 90s. Miami, the 90s. The Gators, 90s, early 2000s. Like,
you have to have a completely irrational. Like, honestly, Chris, like, you know, in your world, the Knicks would be in that category as far as, like, it's been a minute.
Yeah, no, we're a Blue Blood.
The brand is stamped
exactly like it's
a big deal.
They matter every year. I think that their stadium, because like you guys have an iconic
stadium,
right? Michigan has an iconic stadium, right?
Yeah,
so like I think, and we have like the Knicks, you know, the garden, like it's nobody different. Confuses the garden with Boston Garden or any other
the
garden.
The Lakers. Like, Lakers are kind of young.
Boston Celtics have way more championships than us. Yet, if I tell you the Garden, you're going to be like, oh, Madison Square Garden, not Boston Garden.
But it's also not a full, like, you can't say it's a full, like, in defense for the Knicks. You can't say, like, oh, well, it's only because they're in New York. Well, Barclays came in there and never got established as a big time. Like, they didn't get to ride the wave of being a New York City team. So it's Madison. Yeah, like,
The Red Sox. The Blue like, Blood, like, maybe. Like, they might be the Blue Blood.
Yeah, because it's the ones that establish the brand. Even if you're telling me, well, they've expanded 15 more teams since then. Yes, but like Blue Blood gets established. It's just like the founding fathers. Like we talk about the founding fathers, but there are so many more influences
Lakers.
That have done so much more since them. Yeah. But they were the originals, so that's why they're the
and they got to make people care. They got to be
Chicago Bulls, Blue Blood?
No. They're Michael Jordan.
They're just that one time. Like, here's the thing: the Bulls don't make people mad. Like, when the Bulls aren't good or average, like they are this year, people aren't like, I just want to beat Boston Bruins in hockey. Like, people want to beat them every game in, game out. The Knicks, people want to be there, want to play them, want to beat them. Doesn't matter how good the team is. Like, you have to care either way.
I'm thinking of teams.
Well, because the Bulls, think about it: the Bulls aren't good. And they're going to make the play-in, but they're not really that good this year. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
If the Knicks suck, we still will be talking about them at this point in April, even if they are a non-playoff team, because they're that blue blood. They're that original. That brand has screamed for decades on decades
Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. Like,
now we got good conversation. All right, so I want to do this now since we were on the Blue Bloods thing. So let's go with sports then. All right, let's start with football. Let's name the Blue Bloods.
Wait, Cowboys. Football?
Let's NFL. Oh,
yeah, NFL.
Let's go NFL first.
Packers.
Dallas, Packers. Green Bay, San Francisco.
Packers. So Pittsburgh. Dallas Cowboys, the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. San Francisco.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh and Dallas are the –
Pittsburgh and Dallas are the Blue
Bloods. I think that's it.
As far as Blue Bloods, probably.
Yeah, that's it. And I think I'm being nice putting
the Bears could be if they were a little better, but they're just not good enough.
They only have one chip, though, right? One Super Bowl.
And they don't make people as mad.
Yeah, I think we're being even generous putting San Francisco.
I think San Francisco is the bottom of the Blue Bloods.
Yeah, because they came in. So they'd be the newest Blue Blood, but they came in enough.
40 years now.
Yeah, they've done enough, and it's been long enough, and they came in the game hard enough that their success aged well. So
people care. You have to care whether they win or lose, and people still care about.
Yeah, so Cowboys, Steelers, Niners, Packers, and who is that? It.
I think that's it.
Cowboys, Steelers, Niners, Packers.
All right. So
yeah, I would say that's it for me.
Yeah, I don't think you can go below that. You can't go to Chicago.
You can't go to the Patriots because that was the only 20-year run.
You definitely can't go to the Patriots.
Are the Patriots like the Bulls?
They're close to the Bulls.
Brady era, the Jordan era, they were crap.
So in 10 years, people will not care anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like the Patriots, we don't care about them anymore.
No, we don't. And, like, think about it. They suck. They're looking for a quarterback, and nobody cares.
Nobody cares. They moved
on from Mac Jones. Nobody cares.
All right, like, so the Packers, people care about the Packers' backup quarterback for 2 years.
Yeah.
They care about their ex-quarterback.
So Cowboys, Packers, 49ers, Steelers.
Yeah, that's it.
NFL.
That's it.
Okay, so Packers.
My NBA list ain't that big either.
That's a small list.
NBA, I got the Knicks.
Wait. I'm just thinking of football. Raiders.
Nah. Ooh,
nah, they're not anymore.
Dylan brought up the Raiders.
They're
recognition.
You know what the Raiders.
No, but here's the thing.
It's like the fans of Allen Iverson and the fans of Michael Vick. Like, you are cultural icons. The Raiders are cultural.
Nobody gets an argument. Hey, nobody gets an argument about the Raiders. Shout out to Dylan for listening. That's my nephew. I love him.
They're culturally iconic.
But nobody argues about the Raiders.
Raiders first. I'm going to put Raiders question.
No,
I'm gonna put this as a poll.
Okay, good.
Here's how you know the difference.
I'm gonna put a question mark for them.
You know the difference. If you did a quiz for the last 10 years, who was the Raiders quarterback? Most people would fail. The other teams, they would they know the quarterbacks. Either they like them or they hate them or they care. Yeah.
Do you think the quarterback position, like with the Cowboys, we know all that we know every single Dallas Cowboys quarterback. We know for the most part.
Yep.
Every Packers quarterback. Yep.
Same Steelers, with the Steelers, the Steelers.
Steelers, 49ers, and you know the Cowboys are the only team that, like, when you talk about quarterbacks, like, weren't all-time greats, but, like, when you go down the Steelers, like, Big Ben and Terry Bradshaw, like, you talk about
– Well, your fan base has to be huge.
Yeah, you got to
travel.
Raiders are in that same tier with, like –
I think the Raiders might
– Raiders, Dolphins have brand recognition.
I think the Raiders – They're called
the Giants too, man. The Giants have a lot of
Giants are there with the Raiders, and then this isn't a slight. We're just talking
it's
about
not a slight to say you're not a.
And it's not even
you're not establish yourself in 1940.
I'm gonna put this as a poll. So
here's the thing: it doesn't even necessarily mean it's a compliment to be a blue blood. It just means
that's what I'm saying.
Because the Cowboys are a blue blood.
That's a four. That's a four.
We have four definites, and we have
that's it. No, Raiders are not
no maybes. That's it.
Okay.
You can have the Raiders on there for you.
Here's the thing. If it's a maybe, that means they ain't.
Yeah. Right. There is no such thing as pulling possible.
Right. So we're going to go to the NBA. NBA okay. Blue Bloods.
My list is very small.
So
I think it's smaller than the NFL. I think it's the Knicks, Celtics, and Lakers.
That's it.
I'm out.
That is it.
Knicks, Celtics, Lakers.
That's it. That's all that, bro. In the grand scheme of things, for 70 years,
people fight about.
I mean, if you have to think about it,
that's all that sold. Period. Now, you for blue blood purposes, now if we're talking about elite franchises for the past 25 years, sure. But blue blood, it's the Knicks, the Celtics, and the Lakers, and it holds true because 70 years later, anything Knicks, Celtics, or Lakers related sells.
The Spurs are like the Patriots, right? We don't like they have Wemby now, so that makes them a little relevant,
right?
But overall, we don't.
But again, care. But here's the thing. But again, you still don't fight
about them before Duncan. And
don't get mad at the Spurs the way like the
Knicks fight people.
The Knicks get people more mad than that's when anything the Spurs. Yeah,
that's the three. That's the list.
The Spurs are like the Tim Duncan, the Tom Brady, and like the Michael Jordan. Like they're an era of franchise greatness, gonna get much before they may have struck
the
gold.
Bulls, if the Bulls could have kept it going, we might be edging towards.
Derrick Rose almost had them,
but they didn't. Yeah. They just didn't. So it doesn't matter. And the Spurs are the same way. And the Spurs just aren't – you're not – because of, like, built-in fandom and region, you ain't ever been in an airport and got an argument about the Spurs.
No. Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Like, somebody doesn't see your Spurs –
they don't travel well either. Like
exactly.
Jeff, I don't know if you watched the last few Bulls games. Even Mario, our guy Mario, they travel. The Knicks will go to a random Bulls game in the end of April and in the beginning of April. Yeah. You know, at the end of the season.
Then, like, you think about traveling. You talk about traveling, but then you also talk about just the established fans of, like look how many Lakers fans reside in Florida. Look how many Knicks fans are in the middle of the
country that
had no attachment down the street from the Milwaukee Bucks, but grew up Knicks fans. Like, so
exactly.
That's the other thing is, like, your fan bases be established throughout the country, too.
You got part of that's even different because
other
Mo, what you just said is good. I like that you brought that up, because even if you think about that, the Celtics are actually like down the list of that, because you would just be like Lakers, Knicks are the most well-traveled fan bases. Like,
I would agree.
Celtics fans in
Texas. There's Knicks fans in Texas. Yeah.
But here's the thing about the Blue Bloods.
There's Lakers fans and crazy Lakers fans out here.
Here's the thing about the Blue Bloods, and here's why the Celtics are locked in. And kind of the Knicks are the same way, too. I got to be fair. Celtics won one championship in like 40 years, and yet people, in their mind, people are still like, greatest franchise. The Heat have done better. Spurs have killed it. But that's the whole thing, is like recognition.
That blue blood isn't about the past 30 years, which is where the conversation starts, because that's what UConn is like. We've had more success than anybody the past 30 years, but it's deeper.
That's the three.
Okay.
Baseball's not that big either.
Yankees.
No.
Cubs.
Now, Yankees. I go Yankees, Cubs, Dodgers.
I don't think the Cubs are, only because
Jeff. The Cubs, though, with
everyone cared when they that
because
the people, Cubs are huge. Cubs are one of the most. But as far as like, but nobody, you don't have as like people aren't as passionate. Like Cubs fans love them. We love to go see them. Here's the difference.
Back then, though, like they established way back in the beginning of time, like the Cubs, the Dodgers, the Yankees, and the Red Sox.
You're right. The Cubs are so recognizable everywhere I go. If I'm wearing my Cubs shirt,
But I think the Dodgers,
2016, like
you cannot be a fan and you grab the Cubs hat because of the color of it. Like, but you won't necessarily grab a Minnesota Twins hat. Because it's the same color. Like, but it's the Chicago Cubs, so it's cool to rock. Everybody has a LA Dodger hat. Everybody got a Yankees hat. Like anybody with collections of hats.
Is there a third? Red Sox.
Yeah, Red Sox. Red Sox. I say Red Sox, Dodgers, Cubs, Yankees would be for me.
Giants?
No. Nobody cares that they won three World Series in 5 years. Nobody.
Here's what's funny: the fact that you just told me they did that and I didn't know it. They're out because I don't care.
They have a dynasty and nobody.
They had that big. They had that big farm boy pitching for him, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. You're right.
No, Jeff. Nobody cares.
Yeah. No.
All right.
World Series.
I say with baseball, I feel like the four is really based on. Because history. They got established back in the day, but historically, those were the teams of each coast. The Midwest team was the Cubs.
East region
was the Yankees or Red Sox, which is why the rivalry is so crazy. And then you had the Dodgers putting on and representing the brand for the West Coast entirely. And then brands kind of carry baseball. That's why I think it's even set up for those four to be the Blue Bloods because they carried regions. From beginning of time, they were the regional.
I just thought of a great idea. I'm doing a bracket. I'm going to do a bracket, and we're going to combine all this.
All right, let's do it.
What, the greatest blue blood? Like, are we getting down?
So Yankees are the blue
blood. See, in those conversations, though,
it's good. The finals. I know the final four is going to have a Ohio State and Kentucky basketball in it. I can tell you that.
Okay. Yeah. So we did.
Yeah, Ohio State reaches the Final Four.
Alabama football is Final Four.
Okay, so college football.
Okay. Alabama.
Ohio State, Bama, Texas.
I would do hockey, but I don't know enough about hockey. I don't know enough about hockey.
I'll ask 10.
My guess on hockey would be definitely I'll just throw some out there because I work with a hockey guy. We talk about it a lot. I would definitely say the Boston Bruins. Definitely. Detroit Red Wings.
The Red Wings are popular when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I would say, I would say
Edmonton Oilers. Edmonton Oilers Rangers, are blue blood.
Yeah. The Rangers. They're original. I know the Rangers are an original six or whatever.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, no, Rangers are. Yeah.
I would say the Rangers. Like,
if you're watching, please put in the chat or on
that's the four that I, but here's the thing. I think that's a test of this, though, is who we throw out there, because that's what it means to be a blue blood, is that us three that don't watch a lot of hockey.
Yeah, because we're not hockey fans and we know the Red Wings.
Yeah, the Red Wings, the Bruins, and then. We said the Rangers, the Red Wings, the Bruins, and
I think Edmonton.
One of those Canadian teams, right? Isn't there a Canadian team that's like 20 Stanley Cups? The Canadiens, right?
Edmonton and Montreal have a bunch. Those got to be. Montreal's still in there. The Canadiens. They're actually called the Canadiens.
Wolfenstein will help us out with that.
That's the five I'll give you. I can't go. It can't be any farther south than that. Right. We can't go any farther south.
We'll figure out hockey, but we did MLB. We did NBA. Let's go to college football.
So we had High State, Alabama.
Texas.
Texas.
Bama. Texas.
Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. Oklahoma is for sure.
Nebraska.
Nah, I thought we're going to keep Nebraska.
We can kick them out. We can kick them out. They can be out. Michigan.
I think we got to kick Nebraska.
I just don't feel
like Nebraska. 30 years.
Michigan and USC. And Notre Dame. Michigan, USC, and Notre Dame.
Notre Dame's still in.
Yeah. So Ohio State, Bama, Texas, Oklahoma, Michigan, USC, Notre Dame.
We're not putting Georgia and Nebraska in.
No.
Not yet. We can't do it.
Georgia can never really enter the conversation, essentially.
If LSU's not in, Georgia can't be in.
No. I wouldn't say LSU's a blue.
That's what I said. If they're not in, we can't put
it. I think they're the next. I think they'd be like the first one out. LSU might be the first one out.
Nope, there's nobody else out west. Oregon, like their run just started 20 years ago.
Yeah, when they started getting like cool and getting intact with
like college football is an easy one because it has to be like if you see somebody wearing the other hat in an airport, you want to shut them down the escalator. You have to get mad. You have to get furious. And Michigan? You have to.
I said Michigan.
Yeah, Mo put him in. Yeah. I think we've said the name enough though. I think we're good. I think we've said it enough. I think we're good.
And then Notre Dame and USC.
Yeah.
All right, so we have Ohio State, we have Bama, Texas, Oklahoma, USC, Notre Dame, Michigan. I can't think of any of the teams off the top of the head.
Clemson's too new. Florida State's too new.
If you have to think that hard, then that's probably about it.
Okay. Yep.
So we got the first one out would be like an LSU. Would be
LSU, like the next tier down would be you're talking Florida State, LSU, Georgia. That you start getting into the next tier down of those schools. Nebraska, I think, is in the next tier down now. Sorry, Nebraska, but also let's remember Nebraska is another thing. Like we get caught up and they had a great run, but there's a sandwiched in too. Yeah. Oklahoma is a way bigger brand than Nebraska.
Yeah. And you could go anywhere in the country and find you an Oklahoma hat if you go in that
local league. And they consistently pop up and are really good and have good players and accidentally good players. Like,
put enough good players in the NFL to keep the brand relevant as well, because that does matter. Like, how many people you put in the next level to continue on playing? Oh, they're from so-and-so. That does matter. And so all those schools pretty much do that at the highest.
Yeah, you got to have, like, your college football, you got to have four or five generations, like – of people that play there and families. And like I say, USC is the youngest of it, but I'm going to allow them in because they've been consistently. Because
once they entered the conversation too, they hit the ground running.
Yeah.
It's just started.
I wonder what the difference between USC and the rest of the country was.
Yeah. They were over there in California, not battling, you know, racism.
So racism.
Just foul.
Y'all know that's why they integrated. Does everybody know the story? That's why the South got integrated college football wise. Alabama scheduled USC, and USC came in, and Alabama won the game, but USC's athletes blew the doors off of them. And old boy is like, I guess we need to start allowing black players now. That is an actual, factual, true story. You can look it up.
Yeah, but that's why. Yeah, but I would say
Bear Bryant was racist as a motherfucker until he played USC.
That stops there.
I need some brothers on this team.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Brothers. He's like, you know what? We should, you know what? And then he portrayed as the good guy, like putting arms around him, like, yeah, it's time. They're like, man, fuck Bear Bryant. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I think.
You know, the fact that Kentucky had a coach named Adolf, you just know he was racist.
There you go. Thank you, Texas Western / UTEP.
All right, college basketball.
Ruining that man's life.
College basketball, Blue Bloods. We're going to go Duke, Carolina.
UCLA.
Still UCLA.
They're still in there.
Kansas, got to be, right?
Kentucky. Kentucky and Kansas.
Kentucky.
Okay, what did we decide on Indiana? What did we decide on Indiana?
Indiana's the one. That's the tough
man. They
were just in a championship
game. They're Blue Bloods, bro. Like
they're still Blue Bloods.
They're in, and they've held enough national relevance over the past 15 years of life.
Even
if they've had only two or three good enough years, like that's good enough for a blue blood that Them and Oladipo pop, like they got players you talk about from Indiana where they pop because they play.
And if they're a little good, we talk about them a lot. That's the, that's another one.
Bro, yes, bro. Yes, bro. Like, yes, bro.
Here's the thing. Here's a, here's a, here's the other side.
One of them from the beginning.
This is what I hate. Is it, am I wrong?
Losers?
Hey, has Indiana not won? And isn't it been like 40 years?
It's been a long time.
Probably, but you can't take out the Hoos.
All right, I'll give y'all Indiana. I'll give you Indiana.
They're riding on Calvert-Chaney right now. You cannot remove
Gene Hackman from anything, any role he played.
They're riding off Isaiah Thomas.
You cannot remove that out. Gene Hackman played a role in a movie, which means you had to have been iconic. You can't remove it out of history.
That's not even about the Hoosiers, Mo.
I don't care.
That's about the Indiana, the Sycamores.
It doesn't matter.
No, it's about –
It doesn't matter.
That's about Hickory. We're keeping Indiana. UCLA. Indiana, you're on watch, though. Next year, you're on
watch. But they're on, like, Nebraska watch, though.
Yeah.
Nebraska dropped. We dropped Nebraska.
Well, we dropped Nebraska.
I feel bad about that, but we did it.
A little bit easier to be relevant. Nebraska tried to seek relevance by going to the Big Ten, and it failed.
So Nebraska, like, but at least like Nebraska has been relevant since like the mid.
And Indiana was more recently.
Indiana has had some success.
Indiana had a really good team like a few years ago. Just a few years ago, Indiana had a really good team.
Bro, they've had enough, bro. That being a blue blood, you don't kick them out yet.
Okay, what about Louisville? What did we decide?
We could keep them if you want. Like, I don't. I wouldn't consider
they were just in a championship. I know I say just, but it hadn't been that long. They were in a championship game. Won a championship.
A blue blood, though?
Yeah, they just won it.
Louisville's a blue blood, though?
But it's Louisville.
But is it like.
When I say Louisville, I think basketball.
Right. Basketball. I mean, sure. But when I say Clemson, you think football, and they're not a blue blood. Like, I mean, sure.
Oh, that hurts. That's fair.
Like, if
we do they have enough memorable players? Like, we know Patino, right?
No. Ooh,
good question.
They don't have enough memorable players.
No, bro. Their best players throughout their stretch, bro, really the names you remember didn't reside in the NBA long.
Yeah.
If you want me to keep it a buck, that's like, Terry Rozier is not the best player that
you know what?
Made a name. Peyton Siever was better than Terry Rozier at Louisville.
But like, New York boy.
Peyton Siever. He was a star in college at Louisville, but I'm just saying.
Hey, they're not even the favorite team in their state, so they're out.
That's the thing, too, is like, does them having Kentucky in state, does that actually hurt?
Yes, it does. Kentucky ain't going nowhere, which is why they feel that pressure of even making sure the hire is good enough to not go nowhere because the brand is the brand. It's Kentucky.
And Louisville hired a coach that we don't even Louisville's know. Most out. People don't even –
You know what, though? That's unfair because I do want to say something about this. Was this conversation unfair? Even though we automatically threw Duke out there, they've been good, but since 1985, but we threw it out there like it was a done deal. So, like, that's the youngest blue blood. We said USC football, but Duke basketball is the youngest.
Yeah.
But they've been legit consistent.
That name rings.
Oh, no, Duke's got to be in. But they're the youngest. They're the youngest.
Yeah,
they're mad at me because I'm a Duke fan in New York, and they.
But that Duke, that pause before I say this, but that Duke D would sit right with all the
pisses people off.
But that Duke sitting there with the Jayhawk and the Bruin and all, it wouldn't look like it doesn't.
People hate the camera crazies. They hate the little voodoo thing that they do. The small stadium.
You're making me mad just talking iconic about it.
Stadium. I'm so mad. I don't even think the thing is. I think
and you can name in that
conversation so much. I don't even think people would say what Jeff said of like, well, they only started winning.
I was just pointing.
I think that's such an afterthought for people. They wouldn't.
That's what I mean. I was just pointing out that they're the youngest. But and they're We're they're solid. The they're locked in. They're locked in as anybody else, but they're the youngest.
Yeah, you wouldn't even think about like if you seen it up there and I post if there was a question, it wouldn't be like Duke doesn't belong. But then when you think about it, it was like, well, I mean, in that sense, like they just got in the right window.
Yeah.
You hate them. People hate.
Yeah,
People hate them in Carolina.
I forgot how much I hated Duke until this year, and I was like, "Oh, I forgot how much I hate Duke." Next year, next year when old Slim Shady gets there, vitriol.
Carolina,
I mean, as a compliment, history
has been longer, right? They've and then they have iconic players and all that. They're not hated though. at all. I don't think the hate is there.
The way Duke is.
Why? Because
like, if you're a Duke fan, you hate Carolina. But like overall, I don't think people hate.
You know
why the way they hate Duke.
You know why they hate Duke?
The most hated program.
I know exactly why they hate Duke. Big ass white boys.
Because they brought a bunch of Tom Cruises that are 6'10" from Top Gun that can play basketball, and they're not like you hate Duke like you hate Air Force pilots. Like you hate Duke like you hate Navy pilots. You just look at them and you be like, jackass. Dude,
that's the greatest thing ever said in off the ball network history.
Look at Duke players, especially no offense, but the ones that are the Filipowskis and the Christian Laettners, and you go down the line of those guys, and then you look at them in the same type of disgust.
They have iconic hated players, though.
At a fly,
Bobby Hurley.
You hate them the same way you hate if you've seen a pilot in uniform with his sunglasses on walking through the airport, that would piss you off. You'd be like, that dude just looks like a douche. Like that's why you hate him.
Because you're 100% right. Christian Laettner set the standard. Bobby Hurley and Christian Laettner set the standard.
And then you guys
that's fine. I mean as a compliment, Duke. I love
the HO. Now you have Cooper Flag.
If they weren't winning and they weren't good, you would never care. So it is respect by saying that. Like, but the look, like they just have punchable faces like 100%. Military pilots, you just
except for Cherokee Parks, that motherfucker was cool. I wanted to hate him, but man, he was cool shit.
But you see, it's the same way because you see guys in uniform, but when you see the pilot, you'd be like, I want to punch that guy in the face. You see a black dude walk through his army.
Duke is a punchable face team. And I'm a Duke fan, and I could say that like they are the punchable face team.
And you know what North Carolina is?
Carolina don't have that.
You're the black guy that walks through the airport in his army uniform. Hey, thank you for your service. We see you. Salute. We don't want to punch you in the face. And Duke is like, man, that dude's a pilot. We know he's major, but like, I just want to punch that dude in the face instead of telling him, thank you for your
service. So many times say this because this is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
You know what's crazy? You say that they're young. It's so accurate. It's crazy. They're the youngest, right? Carolina has a long hit. UCLA, and all, but yet they're the most hated program, maybe in college sports.
They're the most hated program in college sports.
Like college people sports, hate
program.
Well, I live in the center of Ohio. We're not in their conference. We barely any teams around here have ever played them. And every person to a T will say, fuck Duke. Every person you meet Ohio on the street will say,
last year. That's probably the only win you probably remember Ohio State basketball having last year. Like, we be up.
You know
we
what though? Let's get them dudes on a football field.
We care because it was those blue blood basketball schools.
Look how mad we are just talking about Ohio State. Anyway.
That's where
we're at.
These little fly boys come in here and think that they can't be beat by Ohio State.
Next year is going to be it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, because you have an elite white that's going to be promoted around the country. Oh, everybody hate Duke.
You got one of them.
Every day.
We have our Caitlin. Jeff, it's Caitlin Clark. People are going to hate Cooper Flag.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they're going to pick again. Yeah, y'all got it. You have your Caitlin Clark for next year.
Sure 100%. Do. It's going to be great.
100%.
So what's our list for college basketball? What's our list?
We have Duke. We have Carolina, UCLA, Kansas, Kentucky, Indiana. And we thought Louisville. But
We dropped Louisville.
Yeah.
Louisville. I wouldn't put them there.
So if we're not putting Louisville, we can't put Syracuse.
Syracuse is not blue blood, no.
Because they don't get – you also got to get – the talent thing, and you guys brought up, like, we don't remember Louisville players like we do Duke, Carolina, these other schools. So I think that's it.
Just think about it. People care more about St. John's in New York than they care about Syracuse.
There you go.
Yeah, enough said.
St. John's hasn't been good in a long time.
Shout out to Malik Sealy, man.
But yeah, I think that's probably on our test. Basketball. That's all I can think of for basketball.
That's a good list.
I think that's a good list. Six teams. I'm trying to just think off top.
We would know.
If you've been able to go past this conversation and still have to think, they're not it.
If we're thinking on Indiana, there ain't nobody past that.
Arizona?
No. Great program. Nothing wrong. No shame.
They're more recent too. Like their success has been kind of
like, yeah, like no
late 1990s
on. But also, again, people, they don't aggravate people. People don't talk about it. You don't see the gear everywhere.
UNLV, if they continued their success, they would have been a blue blood, right?
Nah, they would have just been.
No, I'm saying never, if they had continued success, this the iconic.
But it was never, that was never going to happen. We all
know. I know. I'm just saying. But
you,
like,
you know what you can say? Same thing about Rhode Island. Cool. They had a great year also. Massachusetts. UMass had a great year. But UMass. Marcus Camby ain't walking through that door either. Like,
Yale won six football championships, and we're not talking about Yale as a blue blood. So, like, yeah. There also is a point where, like, starting it historically, but then just being got a good for 60 years.
You got to have the players too, though. You got to have the players too. I like that.
Right? So the let's try to figure
who's
out
left. So who's left? That we got every sport? I mean, we got it?
We got the NFL. Well, we got NBA, MLB. We got both college basketball.
Okay, good. Cool.
And we got hockey. And if you want me to be honest, the conversation to be had would be depending on what you weigh it on as far as blue bloods, but it would be hard not to say in an argument that Kentucky could actually win this entire argument only because of the past 15 years, when you bring up the side of putting players at the next level that you recognize, you're going to go down a list of literally max contract NBA players that came from Kentucky.
The two
won champions, no, made a lot of money, were superstars.
My two number ones on the list. Well, we'll do the bracket later. My two number ones on the list are Ohio State football and Kentucky basketball because of how many people care or not, or hate, whatever you want to say, plus the amount of players, plus the success. Like, you add all that up, like, those are the two, like, monsters in my mind.
Yeah, and I think my 4-1 seeds in a bracket would be Duke basketball, Kentucky basketball, Ohio State football, and I really would probably say Alabama football.
I'd say Alabama football.
Well, if we're talking about, well, we change it now because we're talking, I forgot we add sports. Oh, no, then I'm going Ohio State, Kentucky, New York, and Dallas. The Knicks and the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's a tough – that's a – oh, yeah, holy shit.
The Yankees are
heavy. Yankees are not.
I would only say the Yankees are because it's baseball, not because of
– my two seeds would be the Yankees, the Lakers, Alabama football, and then
– if you told me Jeter –
Yankees are a one seed. I think
Jeter, Yankees –
might be the number one overall seed.
Jeter Yankees would make the list, but I think they've it just because MLB has stepped back just a smidge.
I think that hurts it, but football still think the Yankees as a brand is still massive.
I think if you're talking about even trying to,
we're going to go.
Here's the thing. Cowboys are the number one overall seed. I'm
all right,
sorry.
So our number one. All right, we got four number
because
one
seeds. So many people just care.
I think the Cowboys
live or die with the Cowboys.
Okay, I go Dallas. My number ones is Dallas, Ohio State, Duke, and who else did we say? In the Knicks. That's mine. Those are my four ones.
That's good. Yeah, you're right, because I don't think Alabama, outside of football fans, is as big as like they're not as big as like the Cowboys outside of college football fans. So
yeah,
I don't think Alabama can crack the top four.
And I think the Knicks get in because especially now, even though it's only been the past few years, them being good showed the world how much people hate the Knicks. Actually, them being good and people actually have been great for a reason. See how bad people hate the Knicks.
Yeah.
People hate us. We went to the finals in 1999. All right.
But that's I think
we got to a conference finals, and yet people talk about the Knicks as if we're like the Lakers.
But I think
but the minute they had
success, I'm not sure. I don't put
how much they hate the Knicks. Like, God, y'all got, we didn't even let the Knicks enjoy a little bit of success before we killed them.
But if you start factoring everything in, I think if you ask everybody in the world, I think the Celtics would edge out the Knicks as far as
who you hate. I would say that
as far as just the most knowledge and people care about
people care about the Lakers.
To be honest with you, Chris, there's just a bunch of white people out there. There's just a whole lot of white people. I think that edges out the Lakers.
Oh, so with the
there's just it's just demographics. You know what? Yeah, hey, what's the most popular TV show? Friends is the most popular TV show of all time. Seinfeld's like two. There's a reason it ain't the Wire.
Perspective.
There's a reason it ain't the Wire.
Celtics are friends in Seinfeld. Yes. The Lakers are like, what would the Lakers do? What show?
Ooh.
Fresh Prince?
Yeah.
Or Martin?
Nah, Fresh Prince.
Lakers ain't quite that cool.
The Lakers are Fresh Prince, and I'm going to tell you why it wouldn't be
Martin.
Because Martin was very cool, but demographic-wise, that was meant for only the community. Fresh Prince was able to slide in, and it was a black guy that all white people loved.
And Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson,
the Lakers, boom, Fresh Prince, there you go. Like,
oh yeah, he's 100% right. I was there when it happened, and that is exactly what.
And like, Will Smith, the black guy that all the white people love, that you can put and represent. Fresh Prince held down black TV for a long time.
Magic Johnson was so well spoken.
Yeah,
and then Allen Iverson was like, you guys remember, like over on Fox when they did.
They
like
had to change the dress code because of him, Jeff.
Yep, that's a little different.
They had a dress code because of Allen Iverson. Yeah, all that.
Being a blue blood doesn't necessarily mean it's a compliment. Don't mean it. You're better. Just means you are.
Kev hit me and said UConn is a blue blood because they have six championships since he was born. That is my point, though. Blue bloods weren't established in what you have done the past 30 years. Blue bloods were established from programs from the beginning of time, and it became a conversation.
It's not a slight to UConn.
It's not a to say they've been the best program in the past 30 years. That's fine. You also aren't a blue blood,
and UConn doesn't. I mean, Villanova's not either, but they've had a great run. Like,
yeah, and people also don't care.
UConn doesn't. I tell you what, hey, UConn. You know what? We should have said.
Villanova.
Here's a contender. UConn women's basketball is above UConn's men's basketball.
Tennessee basketball.
If we're talking blue blood. Women's Tennessee basketball. Oh shit!
Yeah, I think they're the two blue ones. And if we're gonna add those, and women's college basketball.
Yeah,
I'll put them in there.
That's what Tennessee, UConn. I mean, but even still, and the thing is, you don't go
Stanford. Stanford.
Yeah,
Stanford. Okay, I'm gonna shut up. Since we brought up Stanford's women's basketball, I hate saying women's basketball, but I know everybody be like Stanford's coach. So the women's basketball coach of Stanford just retired.
It's the most wins of all time, right?
But did you see her winning percentage?
Yeah,
818 all time. Won the most games, won 80% of her games.
So like,
what is happening?
It does make sense what I'm saying about, like, this is a conversation that you can't enter, but you can exit. Like,
yes.
Like, once it's established, like, to me, if you're not an established blue blood, I don't care how much.
Like, we can't shake Notre Dame. Like, Notre Dame ought to be out, but we can't get rid of them.
You can't get rid of them. I don't care.
They have that hate. Jeff, like you talk about the team that you just, like, I can't stand Notre Dame.
For no reason. Like, in a sense, there's a world where we shouldn't hate Notre Dame because
I shouldn't hate them the way much as I hate them. But they've been
a threat to Ohio State in the grand scheme.
I wasn't alive when they played Miami and it was Catholic versus convicts, but I hate them so much.
You want to talk about fun. I cannot tell you how much fun that was.
I need to talk to somebody who was around there.
It was like
crazy.
We all gathered around like the TVs and you picked a side. And you didn't just pick a side. You, like, fought for it. You wanted to kill the other side. Like, it meant everything in the world for a regular season college football game. And it was like, if you were like, leaning towards one culture, you were like, Miami has to win.
Celtics-Lakers? Was that like Celtics-Lakers?
It was a lot like Celtics-Lakers. That's the closest comparison that I can think of.
I was a fly in the wall during that time.
So Kev sent me down a rabbit hole to validate my point. So
I can't see.
Shout out to Kev, by the way.
Yeah. Here's why I say. What does the phrase blue blood mean? And a blue blood is an aristocrat. Blue bloods come from privileged, noble families.
I was getting ready to say, let me tell you, it's going to be racist.
No, so they come from privileged families that are wealthy and noble. Wealth and nobility in that sense were established years ago, and you continue to build off of that. That's where the blue blood is determined.
It's amazing what you can do if the land's free, if you just take it. It's amazing what you can build in this country. I just want to point that out there.
That's what a blue blood
Miami Hurricanes. Miami Hurricanes had to work for everything they got. That's why they can't be a blue blood. That's not an insult. UConn's had to work. Like, they have no benefits. They have no advantages. they've turned themselves into the best basketball program in the country. So, like I said, being a blue blood is not necessarily a compliment. It just is what you are. As opposed to like other schools like Michigan, it's so built in that you can be average, you can be – but you just can't. Notre Dame.
Tell Kevin to come on the show now.
Can stumble through. Yeah, Kevin, come on through. I'd be great. I'd love to talk to Kev.
Yeah, like
– so, you know, so we should talk about these other schools. Clemson football. Clemson football. University of Miami football, like these schools have had to force themselves into the conversation. No advantages to become what they are. I
think Miami kicked themselves out because of their irrelevance to last.
Yeah, but they could never be a blue blood, but they were some bad – their whole point was they weren't a blue blood. We just talked about Catholics versus convicts.
They were against the grain. Yeah,
the whole point was like, now we built this in 4 years at a private school. We're going to come into Notre Dame and kick your ass and one bad penalty away from doing twice. Anyway, it's a whole thing. That was awesome.
Either way, like, it's crazy how
this sparked a great conversation.
We ended up having a whole hour podcast on Blue Blood.
Yeah, and we're coming off the best college basketball tournament.
All I decided to do was be like, hey, you know what? Let's have this Blue Blood. Let me just say something about UConn real quick. Next thing you know, we done went down every list of the majors.
Well, we got the NBA playoffs heating up, so we're gonna have some good conversations about that.
If you combine the women's and the men's team, maybe that's
why I said it was the best. I don't want to say it was the best tournament ever because I saw like there were some good ones back, like the early UConn days, like Rebecca Lobo and them, like when things were kicking off. But honestly, back then, I think the women's tournament, I want to say it was 32 teams. It was only 32 teams. I mean, I remember, I'm so old, I remember when they expanded the women's tournament. Like it was like 32 teams when I started watching it, and it was really only eight.
You know why else UConn not a blue blood? Because they won six championships since Kev was born. And guess what? Nobody give a damn. You don't walk around L.A., New York City, or Miami, and people got UConn hats on and UConn gear. And no, people, nobody's rocking UConn. Nobody stands out. If somebody has a UConn shirt, they stand out. For the simple fact, you can't hide in the crowd with UConn because they've done all that in the past 30 years, and their brand has still not been so established. They are so regional. The rest of the country really don't care.
LSU football has three national championships, and that's great.
With three different coaches.
But like nobody's mad about it.
With three different. Well, I think you know what hurts UConn?
Three different coaches.
Is that the Big East is not – like we know the Big East, but it's not like – I miss
the Big East. Here's the thing, when the Big East was kicking – UConn was – it's hard to explain.
The Big East UConn went away. Was the American Conference. Remember they got rid of the Big East?
Let me tell you something. I remember when UConn was like – when they first started being good, it was crazy. We were all like, I can't believe UConn's good. Like they're in the middle of nowhere, no advantages. We were all like, why is UConn good? And if you told me that 30, 40 years later, what was going to happen, I still don't believe it. Like it's amazing what they've done up there, but that's the opposite of blue blood. They should be proud. They're not a blue blood. They worked their ass off.
Actually, being in a big because the Big East is only about it's only basketball. There's no
Big East was so dope. The real Big East was
college football. So like, you know,
we used to get together and watch. I think it was called. Monday. It was called like Big Monday. They would have a Big East game and a Big Ten game, and we would all just gather around and watch it. Didn't matter. Maybe Syracuse, St. John's.
We'll talk about this on the Space Friday. We'll talk about this.
Yeah, I was going to say Kev going to try and jump on, right? But, you know, it's about coming down to that time to put the kids to bed, and
Kev might be missing out.
We had a good conversation, and we're going to do a bracket.
We appreciate the participation, Kev. You're the best, man.
So we're going to make a bracket. So we had a great conversation and all that. So we'll end it with this. What's on your mind? Mo, what's on your mind, bro?
Honestly, not a lot at this point. I mean, you got the NFL draft coming up. You get to hear what's on my mind.
We were gonna talk about that, but you know, Blue Bloods.
Yeah, Blue Bloods.
Do we want to do 15 minutes on NFL? Why NFL teams want to draft average quarterbacks? Teams love average quarterbacks. All of a sudden,
change. They're going to change.
But what's grinding my gears right now is it's not even bothering me. I'm happy that now it seems like Dallas Cowboys fans are uniting, and all on the same page. And guess what that page is? Get Jerry Jones the F up out of here. He's ruining whatever potential we have. I'm sorry. You can't tell me all this talent on the field is constant first round knockouts. And it's, yes, the players got to perform. It's not all Jerry's fault, but the environment around the Cowboys, I think the main focus is everything. Football's last. I think business and money is first for players. And because Jerry Jones has created that atmosphere, and now everybody, it's to the forefront that everybody's seeing it. This guy that was second in MVP voting is now having to play for a contract and play for money that essentially he earned all because he hasn't won a Super Bowl, just like the 95% of everybody else that's quarterbacking in the NFL right now. But Cowboys fans are kind of all on the same page as far as, you know what, we may never win a Super Bowl. Let's all accept it and let's blame Jerry Jones and get him the heck up out of here. So I'm glad to see, for once, there's not two sides of the fence as a Cowboys fan. We're all on one that Jerry Jones got to go.
He's out here trying to win college basketball championships now. What's up? What's going on with Jerry, man?
That's why they're the number one seed in our blue blood thing.
Jerry got to go.
Too much. You can have too much.
They're the number one overall seed.
You can get too old and have too much money sometimes.
Yeah, and he's showing it with the Dallas Cowboys. And that, but I'm just glad to see. It's not even a rant. I'm just glad to see we're all kind of coming to the light and seeing the same thing at the same time. That hey, we need to move this era, but it's not a player thing. It's a ownership thing. We'll never win nothing. I don't care how many all pro players we put on a team as long as Jerry Jones is at the helm. I say that, and then the Cowboys win next year, and I look like an idiot. But
hey, good for you, though. If that happens, good for you.
Yeah, if that happens, I like to be on the wrong side of that.
I'll be happy to be wrong about Ryan Day next year. Prove me wrong, Ryan Day.
Yeah.
Show me. Show me something.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's it.
So, man, this week it's just been one thing, and it's not an – it's not an ageist thing or whatever, but it's just like getting old. And I keep thinking about something like the biggest, like there's this thing now, you know, to where people basically over a certain age, we're told like, we don't want to hear it. We're tired of you old heads, tired of this, tired of that. And what I keep telling people, I'm like, imagine I tell a 25-year-old, okay, we just talked about a great college basketball tournament. I will tell a 25-year-old, okay, that doesn't matter. You can never, what you just watched with, whether it's Caitlin Clark, whether it's UConn Huskies, whether it's Zach Edey, all that, whatever you just watched is me in 20 years when you discuss sports, you can't use it. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean, like, you would think that's crazy, right? I get tired of people telling me, like, what I've watched in my life and what I've seen in my life and, you know, what I've lived through is like, oh, that doesn't matter. Like, you can't talk about sports unless it happened, like, 2010. And I'm like, I did watch it. I'm not saying it's better or worse. Like, I can be wrong about it, but I did see it with my own eyes. Saw it live in color. You know what I mean?
That's
been a big one. And a lot of old guys like me are bringing that up this week. Bill Simmons has brought it up. Bomani Jones has brought it up. Like, tired of these kids on X. But and real quick, man, I'm going to let you go.
Oh, I'm not going. I just tell you why.
No, you have good thoughts. That's what I'm saying. But the biggest thing about it is it's like, but you all want to argue LeBron Jordan day in and day fucking out for the last 20 years. Like, you watch Jordan play. But if I bring up watching any other game that happened before like 2000, 2010, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. So that's all I want to tell 20-year-olds right now. Everything you're watching right now is irrelevant. Nothing but counts.
You know why people give you that energy, Jeff? Because most people your age don't sit on the side of, they give them that, oh, you're not old enough to understand what I'm saying. You're not old.
That's
people
true.
That the younger people.
And fuck them too. I agree with enough. That.
You didn't see enough. You didn't watch these guys play this sport. You didn't watch this guy and da 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 to tell me that the thing of your generation is greater than my generation. So they give it back because they're like, well, who cares?
Messed up too. The Charles Barkleys, the Shaqs, like
back there.
I agree, but I'm just saying like that. I'm just saying that's what Zena. I mean, I don't. There's not an answer. Yeah,
I was just saying that's why. Like somebody
I'm telling young people, you're gonna see some awesome stuff after I'm gone. Enjoy it. Like that's how this cycle works. But I got to watch Jordan play. Like I watched Dr. J play a basketball game. I can't apologize for it. I watched it. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it was better or worse, but I saw it. You know what I mean? I saw the best, you know, UNLV play one of the best seasons in college football history. Can't take it away. Like, I saw it happen. That doesn't mean that this year's UConn wasn't good, but I saw that UNLV team. I saw the UNLV Duke game. I saw all this stuff, you know? So it's like, and a lot of us have, you know? It's just one of those ageist things. But I'm with Mo. Like, also, I'm not telling anybody, like, it'll never be that good. That's stupid, too. Like, I don't like them dudes either. But, like, it's at some point, you know, it's got to count. You
we're
know,
at the battle of eras, though.
It is.
Guys are trying to take over. The old guys are still here. And so it's the battle of it's a civil war of eras.
Yeah, I blame Jordan and LeBron for all this.
That's what it is.
It's been eating at me, and not in a bad way. It's one of them things. A lot of stuff eats at me. Let's be honest. It's kind of how I live.
I don't know. Nothing really bothers me right now.
Give us a WWE take, Chris. Come on, before we get out of here.
Oh, you know what? I know Mo.
You was rolling this week.
I know Mo deep down inside was watching in the corner of his eye, like, oh man, I want to. This is cool, but I'm just gonna say I don't know. This is fake. Deep down inside, when The Rock came out and he saw John Cena, Mo was like, yes.
You know what's crazy?
I just want to point out two guys that are older than me, and everybody's like, this is cool shit.
The Undertaker came out.
I just want
Undertaker, to
make
it. Oldest shit.
I promise to God on everything I love, I did not watch a second of WrestleMania. I swear to God.
But you searched it.
No. I didn't search anything. If I opened my
phone, you put the GOAT and John Cena came up, and you were like,
no, if I went in my phone, you would see WrestleMania all over because you guys were on my timeline acting like 5-year-old boys.
You know what? You know what? That's what bothers me. You know what? It's people like you. It's people like you. You know what? Yes. Now something bothers me. It's people like you, Maurice Murphy, that degrade people who love wrestling.
I love it. And they compare it to compare it to the Expendables to justify why. Well, you watch the Expendables, don't you? Yes, movie. Those are so. You know what? Sylvester Stallone and
Don't go after. After I watch Avengers, I'm not saying, "Oh, this is not real."
But
this,
you know,
I also never do that. I don't say that. I just enjoy it.
Dolph Lundgren, Sylvester Stallone, Jason Statham, Arnold Schwarzenegger did not leave the Expendables set. They didn't convince me that they were athletes after recording the Expendables.
Respect their sport.
But then y'all's defense of saying respect the sport is it's entertainment. Bro, y'all have a bunch of guys in underwear taking steroids and then say they're athletes.
Oh, you're just mad.
But then you say they're athletes.
Dolph Lundgren's an athlete?
No, that's what I'm saying.
You're saying Arnold Schwarzenegger's Sylvester Stallone's an athlete?
I'm not. That's my point is I'm telling
you. Rocky? Because he went as Rocky?
I'm telling you, y'all are telling me that, hey, this is entertainment. It's fake. And I'm telling you exactly. You're comparing. Wrestling is supposed to be cool, but it's a sport, and you compare it to the Expendables.
Hey, real quick.
Don't you? Yeah. Freaking Keanu Reeves.
I don't watch the Expendables, and when I finished, I don't say, oh, man, that's ridiculous. That's fake. I watch it because, Fast and Furious. All that stuff is crazy. Nothing that would really happen. That's more unrealistic than
wrestling. Is wrestling a sport?
And I don't finish watching it.
Is Vin Diesel one of the top 10 greatest athletes of the 2000s?
Is wrestling a sport? Is wrestling a sport, and are wrestlers considered athletes?
Yes, they're athletes.
Then stop selling me for wrestling that it's the same as watching the Expendables. If you're telling
people
me
like you,
you called them the Avengers.
Real quick, something I don't
see. The Avengers. What are we doing here? But you're saying it's a sport of athletes, but you're a movie.
How come Mo has to use his white voice when he says Avengers?
Emphasis on it, like y'all wrestling. Oh, dude, you watch the Avengers? Like, yes, I watch the Avengers because I know it's an action movie.
I'm watching action when I'm watching wrestling.
And say Robert Downey Jr. is the greatest.
What's the difference? I'm watching action of all time. I'm watching action
of all time.
Character. I love the character. The Undertaker. I love the character.
Then be the Expendables and stop selling me that you guys want to be the NFL or the UFC. Just be the Expendables.
Well, guess what?
Mo, I tell you what, I don't.
then why?
I don't know what your top 10 podcast is, but this is a contender.
WWE worth $7 billion. Oh,
they are worth it because they are an expensive entertainment industry. Yes, they are like movies. That's fine. Stop selling me that a cinema of WWE is the you guys. They want to be the NFL or the you know what? Watch the UFC then. We're what you know what? It's like
nobody watches UFC anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's first more fake than WWE.
That's false. One and two.
WWE.
It's not one. Yes, they bleed ketchup packets. They bleed ketchup packets.
Oh, you do. You're one of those. You know what? That's it.
Ketchup packet on his chest and he starts
bleeding. Take care of the kids.
What are we doing?
Goodbye. Remove. Bye. You will not disrespect pro wrestling with ketchup packets and all that. Disrespectful.
Hey, I do gotta go though. The wife don't want
to. Hey, Mo, that was one of the truly great. I know you got a lot of big things going. I don't want to spoil anything for everybody, but congratulations.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Keep your eyes on what Mo's got going on. That was a great show, and you're awesome, man.
All right, I appreciate y'all. I'll holler at y'all.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going to happen. At some point, though, if you cut that sound right
at all, we literally did not plan this, and it just
if you if, out at some point if you cut that show right, Mo says Robert Downey Jr. is greatest athlete of all time, and I love it. It's my favorite thing to ever. Five foot five, Robert Downey Jr.
Mickey Rourke's the greatest athlete of all time,
dude. That movie is great. The Wrestler, that shit's good.
There's some good.
Have you seen Iron Claw? I haven't seen it yet.
I have not seen Iron Claw yet.
Heard it's fantastic.
I know the story. I know the story.
I know a lot of it, but I can't wait to watch it. Heard it's great. Oh, it is. It is
really
bad.
It's really bad.
It's
sad. I've watched a bunch of documentaries on it to know the story, but I'll watch.
No, but in all seriousness, if it was free, I would still watch WrestleMania. But I do appreciate how much people loved it this year. All my everybody I know that watched it had a great time and enjoyed it, and it was a big deal.
It's fun. Yeah.
The last one I watched was
the Super Bowl. You get everybody together. Like, I went with a bunch of friends to a friend's house. We get food.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Beer. We all make it a big thing, and just watch it. And it's like, all right, The Undertaker, The Rock is involved.
I got to be clear. I would do that in a second. If somebody invited me to a WrestleMania party, I would be the happiest guy on the planet. So
it's like the Super Bowl, right, Jeff? I compare it to Super Bowl because a lot of casuals, you always invite casuals to watch, and they'll just watch it. We do the same thing. We have people come over that haven't watched wrestling since they were kids, and they'll come over like, "Oh wow, this is cool."
I'm all for it.
It still has that.
I haven't watched it in. It's been 3 or 4 years since I watched one, but still, I'm not against it. I grew up watching it. It's my favorite thing in the world. Obviously, I grew up in the 80s with Hulk and Andre.
Grew up in an era where the guys were legit the biggest. A-listers, like true A-listers.
It was honestly larger than life. So, and again, I've never been down on it. So I'm glad everybody had a good time watching it. I wanted to throw that out there because I did want to hear some of your thoughts on it. And most thoughts were funnier than I thought they were going to be. So it really worked out great for me.
Jeff, you know, it's crazy. And we'll sign off right after this, but like with wrestling, it's like they just merged with UFC and like one TKO bought UFC. And they bought WWE. That's how big this wrestling is such a niche thing still. Yeah. But
they're doing a great job.
Popular it is still to this day. Like,
yeah, they're doing a great job. My kid, same,
but it still has it. It evolves.
The women are great in it. The women, athletes are fucking fantastic right now.
The evolution of the women's wrestlers. They're great athletes. I don't know if you've seen.
Storylines are fun. They're super cool to their fans because they understand that's what it's all about. It's their fan base. That's probably my favorite thing about wrestling is how much they engage with their fans and interact and try to that's what they do. They're there to a basketball game is about your team trying to win. Like Jalen Brunson's never going to come over and in the middle of a game and talk he's got to play the game. You know what I mean? So it's a different thing as to where. Yeah, it's different. You want to see him on the court as to where the wrestlers that's their thing. You know what I mean? They're interactive actors, whatever you want to call. So it's really cool. No problems with it. I'm glad everybody had a great time watching it.
Yeah,
it sounds like it was awesome. I hope it never stops. Like I really do. It's a great thing. It's about people having fun. That's all that matters. All that matters.
It's still fun. I still enjoy it. And all that to this day, and all that my kids love it. So it keeps me still involved when they are, when they like it and all that stuff.
And, and comparing it to the Avengers is one of the great moments of my life. I missed that whole conversation. So
That's probably the most intense conversation. That's when I get heated. I'm like, I gotta defend pro wrestling. Gotta defend
it's great. Wrestling. You're right. It's wrestling. It's
wrestling and all that. I'm all in on this. This was a great show.
That was fun. That was good. We did
get into the show. We didn't plan it. Appreciate everyone who tuned in. We got a lot of people tuning in and all that interaction. So appreciate that. We're gonna plan on doing a bracket now.
Yes.
We're gonna do a brackets. We're gonna post it on the OTB. Follow OTB Network, OT_network on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on sub on YouTube and all that. We're gonna do polls and all that.
See? And keep posting with the Off the Ball Networks. We have a lot of NFL draft stuff coming up and a lot of stuff like this coming up.
The draft is gonna be doing it, so we'll have coverage. Mm-hmm. We got crews. We'll be handling all the draft coverage and all that. So we'll definitely be full wire. I'll be doing a lot more NBA draft stuff, you know, and playoff stuff we're gonna have our end of the season NBA award show that we're gonna plan. We need everybody at the network. If you're watching this, get your ballots in, because we're gonna base our awards based off our voting. We're gonna have a voting system. Whoever has most votes, that's gonna be the Off the Ball Network.
Sweet
defensive player of the year. We're gonna do our first team all NBA defense. We're gonna do all the awards, so we'll have our award show at the end of the season and all that.
It's been a great basketball season. The playoffs are going to be awesome. We're going to have a lot of young guys stepping up. I'm so excited to see what the young guys do. It's do or die for Tatum. Like, all the storylines. Can Denver go back to back?
So many great stories. Like you said.
Yeah. And again, just like at the beginning of the show, way back when, before things got awesome, just watch the games. Just settle in and start watching the games. You'll be amazed at how much you love, you know, these young guys coming up through the league and the young teams and, you know, people trying to fight their way to the top. Just enjoy the games just like we just did with college. Let's keep this momentum going.
It's funny how when you just watch the game, you won't complain about no defense and all that, because you actually see the guys playing defense. You're just, oh, my God, Kevin Durant is 7 foot and he's just a great scorer. And Victor Wembanyama is – you know,
let yourself settle in, or any sport, whether it's the hockey playoffs, just sit in and enjoy it.
Playoffs are about to
take 10 minutes and just start watching a game.
Yep, we got baseball. Yep. The Yankees are
that's what it's all about. It's just about enjoyment.
But sports is rocking right now, so enjoy it. Just enjoy it and all that. Tune in, like I said, tune into everything Off the Ball Network related. Go offtheballnetwork.com and all that. I will be posting some more draft stuff, a lot of NBA draft stuff, as college basketball season's ending and NBA season.
Every year your big board's great every year.
So I want to start working. I don't do I'm not I I'm going to work on a big board once the NBA playoff once we NBA playoffs are done and all that. That's when I'll drop big board, but I'm going to be doing a lot more draft stuff. Get a bucket. Perfect. It's still going to be going on. We're actually going to break down the top 20 in our next show, and this is breaking news to Kev don't know it, but this is the next show we're doing. We're going to drop the top 20 college, high school kids from last year. We're going to give them rankings. We're going to give them a grade and see how they did for this season, and then we'll talk about the next upcoming class this year, you know, Cooper Flags and all those guys, talk about them in for this upcoming, and the transfer portal.
We should just talk about somebody naming their kid Cooper Flag. Like, we should probably do a half hour on what happened.
He's asking for it, and he's going to Duke. Oh man,
we should do it. A top 10. What do you think Cooper Flagg's parents do for a living? And just see how racist it gets.
Oh man, that'd be crazy. But we talk about Duke hate. It's going to level up.
Cooper Flagg had to be homeschooled. That's all. I'm just going to leave it at that. Had to be homeschooled. I don't know anything about Cooper Flagg.
He played in Maine, where there's probably not a lot of basketball talent, and he did all right. He's legit, and we'll dive. Me and Kev are going to talk more about Cooper and how projects it going to Duke next year, because there's a lot of pressure.
They're the favorite, right?
Right now, they are the favorites to win the national championship.
They're the favorite. Yep.
So, but they were the favorites this year to win the national championship, and they fell short. So
they sure did.
They did all right.
Not a bad season. It didn't matter. Nobody was beating UConn. Never mattered.
Nobody's beating UConn or Purdue. But that's the OG3 in the books. Jeff, tell the people where they can find you and any of the great work you got coming up.
Yeah. Jeff Needs Sports. I do this with the guys. You know, I'll put this out on the audio. Football season is my thing, so you don't hear as much from me right now, but I'm still doing good work. I'm still doing work with Jay Stevens over at, Locked On Buckeyes. you know, the OG3, of course, and then, you know, whoever else asked me up. So we'll have some stuff going. So still like, share, subscribe, all that to the YouTube. Most importantly, follow the Off the Ball Network. That way you can keep up with what everybody's doing, everything we got going on, and then get to know the people and get to know the family. At this point, it's a family over there, so get to know us all. But appreciate being on. This was great. Shout out to Mo again for great night, and he's got some great things coming up that everybody will find out about soon. And it's always good to talk to you, Chris, and the wrestling conversation was worth it. I'm here for it.
There you go. Quick, who's your favorite wrestlers growing up?
Oh, I won't lie. It was Hulk Hogan, Junkyard Dog, the usual crew. Like, Junkyard Dog was my dude. I realize now how problematic it was, but when I was a guy, like, I was just like, man, it's always a saying, like, in my family, we grew up, like, a JYD is somebody that's always got your back, no matter what's going down. So, like, it's about the biggest compliment you can pay somebody. So, RIP, Junkyard Dog. I'm sorry that they did that to you and put that collar on you. You know, I look back now and I wish I hadn't happened, but you're one of our heroes, and you represent everything it is to me, you know, be a friend and a backup and a wingman and whatever you want to call it. Guys like that, the usuals, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can't go wrong with that. A lot of people.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Jimmy Fly was great.
Yeah.
You lived in a great era of the golden
Tito
era.
Martinez, surprisingly, Tito Martinez.
Tito Santana.
Santana, I'm sorry. Yeah. No, yeah, not the baseball player. Right.
Tito Martinez. Hey, great.
It was basically the whole Hulk Hogan crew. You know what I mean? Like, hated the Iron Sheik, you know, hated, you know, all that. But yeah.
That's when people were getting stabbed up. Like,
yeah, exactly. I was 100%. I was 100% in the wheelhouse of mid 80s wrestling. So everything you think that it was Andre the Giant. Every now and then, Big John Studd was. I remember when he became sort of a good guy. That was a weird moment in time. Like, all that stuff, man. I lived through it. It was all cool. It was fun. And again, they were larger than life characters. And
it was cool, man. But that's OG3 in the books. Make sure to follow. Make sure to leave us a sub on YouTube. Make sure to go like us on Facebook. Make sure to go check out Off the Ball Network. Follow us on X at OTB_network. Check out all the great work. We have weekly content going on every week with a whole bunch of great shows and all that. So make sure everything you need, we got for you and all that. Coverage of the NFL draft, coverage of the NBA playoffs, everything you got, you know, betting needs, everything you need. At the Off the Ball Network. Go check it out. But on that note, be well, be safe, take care. Peace out, guys.
Peace.